Hey guys, welcome to the season 2 finale. And Ishwar, how are you feeling?
Better than season 1, actually.
Oh, it's a way lot better than season 1. We got into 4 times the amount of response from this.
What do you think? The number of plays just like went way ahead. I mean, I don't even know how to react.
The graph was very steep
than the first season.
Yeah.
I think we got much more serious and we called more number of people to interact with us.
Yeah, that's there. And even the audience response also has a very very big role to play in this.
I think I want to give credit to ourselves first. Because the topics we chose were controversial and important too, which needed to be discussed. And I think lots of other people, you know, feared to get into these topics because of, I don't know, the taboo, being the taboo subjects which people, you know, tend to move away from.
Yeah, I get that. And would you like to give some credits to our guests too? Sure, why not?
Hey. I was just kidding. I think it's because of them that we've gotten so much reach.
Yeah.
Sorry again. Of course, we love and adore our guests, whoever made an appearance this season. And we will have a callback too for some of them.
And we are also having cameos of our guests who have featured before in our podcast every now and then in this episode.
And yeah, it's nice to call them back and, you know, get them to speak again.
Yeah, definitely. And any plans for the third season?
I'm not sure. I think we'll get out from this business now. Now that we've conquered it. Surely we'll be back with the next season. And I think it's going to happen pretty soon too.
Yeah, it'll be probably the first
of February.
Yeah, that's when we started our podcast.
A year ago.
Yeah.
I think this was the time when we actually, you know, came up with the idea last year. And then we were starting to work on it and all.
Yeah, it took us 1 month to work on it.
Yeah, amateurs. Now we have like next level. We can take up a course to other amateur podcasters. So hit us up if you need any. And okay, so we're also into the new year.
Yes, so
do you feel any different?
No, nothing different.
I think we are adulting now. Because when we were kids, we used to feel like new year and then we used to step into this new horizon.
Yeah.
And then now everything is just bullshit the same way it was back the day before.
No, it was because in the previous time, we used to have the change in our grades, you know.
Uh-huh.
From like the 8th grade to the 9th grade.
Yeah.
Now it's the same shit.
Yeah,
the
know.
Same college.
And
the
then
same
I think there should be physical changes within our bodies too.
Hey,
oh fuck, I didn't need to go.
Okay.
Like we used to just grow. That is exactly what I meant. But yeah, that was my point.
Okay, then what's the basis on choosing this topic?
Nothing, not much actually. We ran out of topics. Okay, I'm just kidding. So I think it was you who came up with the topic, which...
No, I just thought of it because...
just like a recap of last year.
Not a recap. I think 2022 had a very big significant impact on
both of our lives.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it in that way and that's how I came up with this topic. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I have tons to contribute and then you have tons to contribute too. So let's get started.
Yes, so coming up, let's start with yours. Yeah, how was your 2022?
It was... actually, it was very normal, but then I made it out to be very special. That is the perfect answer. But I don't regret it making up to be very special because I wouldn't have enjoyed the moments which I kind of enjoyed if not for that.
Okay. So, what was the biggest W in your...
My biggest win of last year surely has to be the podcast.
Okay.
And then... Yeah.
You don't want to thank me for that?
Maybe just a little. No, of course. And then I think I started singing last year, which I hadn't done it before.
Okay.
I mean, of course, I was simping for someone. that is how I learned the new skill. But yeah, those were the major highlights.
You even got your new toy last
year? It's a ukulele. Yeah, I did. How about yours? What was your biggest win?
I don't think I had any big win which is like very significant other than the podcast. But if you ask me, just the way you told, yours was pretty normal, but you turned out to make it special.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to be normal, but probably somewhere it went downhill.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah, if you consider my 2022, the net win or W or L, it might go to the L side.
Oh. Well, I mean, why don't I know any of this?
No, it's somewhere comes from the family side.
Okay.
Going to the roots of my career.
I remember the stories.
So
okay.
Some financial fucked up things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I think that is why we came into the podcast, so we can earn something.
Yeah, I think earning was we didn't keep that in mind at all. Do you think we had some financial...
No. Purely, to spend much more quality leisure time.
Yeah.
And then I think, after saying this out loud, one thing which I really wanted to get in the podcast thing world was, when you talk to a normal person and you start, stating out facts and all, is everyone's going to think, oh my God, he's just bullshitting, let me just move away. But
no,
then
your mind gets matured.
Yeah, but when you put it through a podcast, it's just sugarcoating whatever you bullshit, and people will listen to this. Because it's on a platform and it comes with a red carpet. And yeah, I think that was one of the major reasons which I came into this.
And it works.
Yeah, it does.
Hey guys, thank you for making me a part of your show. You guys are doing a great job. Look, and your podcast is trending everywhere. And yeah, I'm honored to be the best guest of the season, obviously because of the numbers. And thanks again for doing a great season. See you all. Bye.
Hey everyone, Ajay here. Just to make it clear, I was forced to say this. So, dear Jocks Podcast, I appreciate all the advice and information I get from your podcast. I can tell you put a lot of work into this. But on a more serious note, you guys are really well researched and thorough. I am pretty impressed. You make it seem effortless, but I know it was hard. That's what she said. Anyway, as my not so famous saying goes, if it's hard, it'll make you reach your destination. Into a girl's pants. Anyway, cheers guys. Congratulations on all your achievements. See you soon.
What was your major inspiration or motivation? I know, it's me.
No, I surely give you that credit. But I never had that idea of, yeah, we could start a podcast or anything. But yeah, when you came out that we had our schooling in a shitty place.
Yeah.
And we had to come out of that environment.
Yes.
So podcast was a good initiative.
Yes.
So we couldn't have started any music studio or whatever. Yeah, podcast is a good beginning.
Yeah, and I think podcasting is still an up and coming field in India. So whenever
we have started it at a really good time.
Yeah. So whenever it comes as a mainstream or a major platform in India, we would already been ready.
Yeah, the main
takeover. Yeah. So I think we've hit the right spots wherever we wanted to hit it, except for sometimes. But yeah. So.
And one more thing, coming to this title W or L, did you know that W and L stood for win and lose?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Lots of people don't know it.
No, I was one of them. I'll tell you. First time I came through this was when Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid had broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and many news reporters and the channels and all, they had their own, instances where they gave Zayn Malik the W and
Gigi
the L.
Yeah.
Okay, but the first time I came through a news channel, they had given Zayn Malik the L and Gigi the W.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in the comments, I guess, it was WGG and L Zayn. So I thought it to be Gigi is a whore.
Oh shit.
And Zayn was loyal.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh no, you're not Zayn. How can Zayn be a lesbian, man?
I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen in this world now. And anything you say against it, it's gonna be offensive for everyone.
Okay.
Who are not even affected.
Okay, I went through I took that to for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
and Chakravarti, our guest.
Oh, fuck. He was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, he was the one who told it was W is for win and L is for lose. I was like, so simple. I just made it complicated.
Yeah. I think the first time I came across those two terms were in the footballing comment sections.
Yeah.
It was easy for me to figure out what was W and what was L. But I have to say, I don't agree with this terminology. It's very... It's like too lazy. I mean, I can agree for Gen Z people being so lazy to an extent. But then W and L, like win and lose, is like 4-letter and 3-letter word. Yeah, reducing that to a single-letter word is... Oh my God, okay.
I guess that sugarcoats it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Ishwara and Harsha. Juxta position. All the very best. It was nice getting featured on your podcast. I mean, all the very best for all the future episodes of yours. Keep shining, keep growing.
Okay. What was the biggest W in your 2022?
I think I answered that question.
Okay, podcast. Okay, Leah. Keeping aside the podcast.
I socialize with a lot of people.
Okay.
I think I'm going to stop it right there. Yeah, that's it. I socialize with a lot of people.
Okay, coming to the L view.
L part, I socialize with a lot of people.
Exactly. So, ups and downs over there.
But I know how to handle myself going into the new year. Okay. How about yours?
Coming to the win part, I'll tell the podcast itself. And I think our bond even got deeper.
Yeah, obviously.
We have been together for 17 years. But this year was something magnificent.
Yeah, truly. Agree. I can agree upon that.
And
what was your biggest L, I want to know, other than the... College part.
College part? The college part itself.
Okay,
yes. It's a lot of, you know, fucked up schedule I have.
Oh, this is your first year in college?
Yeah, probably with experience I might...
You're still in first year. You have 4 more years to go. So maybe you can catch up somewhere.
Yeah. So...
Okay, now how about, on a larger scale, how about country-wise? What is the biggest sell for our country?
Our country?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I don't see it to be much more significant because coming to economy-wise, it's still been up and down. We still haven't figured out much. And I don't see anything significant happening to our country.
Other than
Kohli scoring 2 centuries. Nothing significant.
Yeah, you can take the L part as for losing the World Cup.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
By 10 wickets.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Chakravarti, the controversial dude here. It was my wonderful experience with the podcast. And remember, Santa comes every once in a year, so you can grab them ho-ho-hos later. Just focus on your grind and embrace masculinity.
How about, I think one of the major credits I have to give my country during 2022 was when the Ukraine and Russian war happened. And then how India maintained a neutral stance because most of our defense imports were coming from Russia. So even though Russia was, you know, morally on the on the wrong side, if we went ahead and supported them, we would have lost most of the imports coming from Russia towards us.
Yeah.
And then we would have taken the hit too. So that would have become an L. So we didn't do that. So it's a win.
You can put it in N, neutral.
Okay.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Sadev Shetty here. It was really great, you know, a great experience to be a part of the podcast. I think it's going to hit the sky. It's doing really well. And I think the topics are amazing. You know, thank you for having me on. And, you know, just don't get cancelled.
Well, the one thing about juxtaposition is it did make me look into the dictionary. And guess what? I still don't know what it exactly means. But in all seriousness, Ishwar, thank you for the word kabaddi. You're the man.
How about world-wise?
Okay, for the world-wise, we got a good World Cup.
Yeah, the footballing, the fans got a great exposure and a great entertainment and Paisa Vasool World Cup.
Yeah. What Paisa did you put? To vasool it?
I put Jio Cinema Paisa. And it turned out they gave it out for free.
So it's not, it's L for you.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Yeah, that happened. And anything movie-wise or music-wise?
No, man. I think in the terms of the music industry...
I think the...
Music industry is gone shit. I don't get good music nowadays.
Yeah, but I think I was happy for Tom Cruise when he did that stunt when he was 60 years old.
Okay, that's a win for him. How about the world?
Oh, okay. okay, fine. Whatever.
Hey guys, it's me, Karthik. Well, my introduction that day was pretty pathetic, you know, like Germany at the Qatar World Cup. But anyway, my experience at Juxtaposition was something new and fantastic. I enjoyed every minute of it, discussing the beautiful game of football.
Okay, so how do you feel about going into the new year? What new things or how do you plan on doing things differently if you hadn't worked out in the last year?
I think I'm just gonna go with the flow. That's what it's still in my mind. The biggest W will be passing out the first year for me. And what about you?
I want to increase my GPA. I mean, it's not that it's very bad, but I still want to increase it.
Typical nerd wala.
It's not being called a nerd.
It's being...
No, my dad has given me an ultimatum. He's told me that I'll only pay for your education and then I'm going to kick you out of the house if you don't get a job.
Okay.
I'm going to be homeless. So this is desperation. Not being nerd. Yeah, so that's there. And then I think I also picked up songwriting last year.
Okay.
Towards the end. So I think I'm going to continue that too. And then go to a few more places where I can explore the nature. Something like that bullshit.
Yeah, we have to go. We have to do some biking things.
Yeah, I think we started that tradition last year.
And we stopped it then.
Technically, you can't call it a tradition. You only done it once.
One time thing.
Yeah. So one more thing is that I'm gonna read more. I know people are saying it like, you know, just casually, I'm gonna read more, take up new books, but I've started doing it already this time. And I'm gonna swim more. Yeah. I've also started doing that this time.
I can see books, I can see your swimsuits.
Yeah, so yeah, that's there. And I think last year, okay, never mind.
let it out. This is Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing y'all very soon.